Now we take a roofing question from Roy in California. Roy, how can we help you?
When we purchased the home, we were told it was a brand new roof. We found out differently when it started raining. We had a few spots it was leaking from, and we didn't know where because it was, I guess, we're just trying to figure out, one, how can we figure out where it's coming from because it's showing up in the middle of the walls, and two, am I just misunderstanding that my insurance carrier won't cover that, or, I mean, what do I do? Where do I start?
All right. Well, it's been my experience that an insurance company is not going to cover a condition that's the result of wear and tear. So if it turns out that your roof is old and cracked and split, or you have a flashing leak, that's something they're not going to cover. If the damage is the result of a storm, in other words, it's an incident like that, a single incident, an act of God, as is termed in the insurance business, then they should cover it. And I've never heard of a policy that's going to only cover the shingle repair and not all the water damage that followed. So that part is a bit confusing to me, and it would seem, why would you buy insurance to, you know, just to cover the shingle replacement? In terms of trying to nail down where this is happening, so what are we dealing with here? Is it a very old roof?
You know, I was told, I mean, the structurally, yes, it is old. I mean,
the roof shingles, I mean.
The roof shingles, no, I was told when we bought the home a year and a half ago that it was recently replaced because...
Okay, well, if it was recently replaced, then chances are the leaks are probably a result of workmanship. It could be flashing, which is where, like, the chimney comes through the roof or the plumbing pipes come through the roof or walls or roofs intersect, and that would be the first place to look. And so somebody actually has to physically get on the roof and look for a defect in and about the area that you're seeing this leak or right above it.
Would the defect be pretty obvious? Because sometimes, you know, even if it's flashed improperly, it's still underneath the shingles and underneath whatever's going up to your chimney. Would it be something that you could easily see?
I would start with the obvious because you might find something and then work down from there. Another thing that you could do is, you know, take a hose and let water run down one side of the roof or one area of the roof, you know, at a time and see if you can make it leak. But if it's a newer roof shingle, it's probably an installation problem, and hopefully it's not that hard to spot.
Do you think that I should call my insurance company back then and try and, because maybe I'm just wording it to them wrong.
Yeah, and you know what? If you just get a hard time from them, call an independent insurance adjuster. They work on a percentage.
Okay.
And they know how to put claims in insurance company lingo.
All right.
All right, Roy. Good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So often it seems when you have an insurance claim that the first thing the insurance company does is try to figure out how to way not to pay it. You know? That really stinks. All right, let's get back to the phone. Leslie, who's next?